Scott, oh Scott, I can see you, Scott. I can see what you're doing, Scott. You should be very ashamed of yourself. That, no, Scott. No, no, oh.
Geek tested, nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
Hi, this is Scott Fletcher, the Extra Life Radio voice guy and also host of PodCheck Review at podcheck.com. You're about to hear one of the best podcasts out there, Extra Life Radio, with your host, Scott Johnson.
Happy freaking New Year, everyone. It's Extra Life Radio, and this is your host, Scott Johnson. Welcome to the program. It's December 27th, 2005. That means we're dangerously close to the change of year, which puts us in 2006, which means at least 2 months of me writing the wrong date on checks. I can't wait for it. Welcome to the program. It's been a long week. Christmas has happened, come and gone. And, yeah, so good times were had by all. I hope everyone had a good holiday. I hope everyone got what they wanted. I know that I didn't. I mean, might have. Well, my wife doesn't listen to this. But anyway, welcome to the program. We have a lot to talk about today. And because it's kind of the end of year show, this is the show before New Year's, we thought we'd do something a little fun tonight. So let's get to it. Before we do that, let me just mention mindonthenet.com. Mindonthenet.com. Go check them out. If you sign up now, you get like free blogging software and all kinds of tools to get going. It's a great hosting package. Go check it out. Mindonthenet.com. These guys host and sponsor Extra Life. And I couldn't be more grateful. And if I could be, I wouldn't tell you about it. Anyway, welcome to the program. First, let's welcome who's in the studio with me. Mark, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Real good, real good.
No, I said pretty good.
Oh, pretty good. And coming to us via the magic. What was that?
I don't know.
The magic of Skype from Pork and Bean, Brian. Brian,
hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
It's been
I'm
a long,
fine.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long year.
Yeah, it's been.
I'm ready for it to be over.
Yeah, 05's been kind of long, and
well, yeah, no one will be more glad to see 05 hit the road than me. Goodbye, 05.
Yep, goodbye. Also from commissioncomic.com, everyone's favorite bald Colombian, Obsidian, is here. Obsidian, how art thou?
I'm great, Scott. You know, I'm feeling mighty sexy today.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, we always enjoy a good, sexy you. From nowhere in particular, because I can't
Scott,
remember the name.
Do me a favor and never say that again.
Andrew, remind me of your stupid site again.
Oh, my website?
Yeah, the one, your blog thing.
Cranial Jacks and Converse. At .blogspot.com.
That was the one. I couldn't remember that.
You can also get to it from the Extra Life webpage.
Cool. Yeah, you're in the link. So welcome to the show to you, Andrew, as well.
Thank you.
Look how formal I am today. So
yeah,
let's all talk for a moment and introduce ourselves. No, let's not. I'm just kidding.
Well, my name is O. I'm bald, but not naturally. I shave my head. And,
Dude, what?
I'm Mark. I'm bald, but totally from natural causes.
Yeah, that's true. Mark is truly the male pattern. He's the pattern itself for male pattern baldness. They look to him for advice. I'm receding a little, but not too bad. It's mostly
That's
my...
why you spike it?
No, it's moving down my back.
Yeah, I always wanted to ask that question.
Is that why I spike
it? What's the whole deal with the spiked front?
I mean, don't really spike it.
Not right now, but you usually have all the wacko hair going on up
there. I don't know what's going on there. It's it's all a misunderstanding.
He's old. What is it that you call old people?
Old?
I'm
old?
Sorry I can't pronounce
Fart.
It in English. I don't really know Dead. The word in English, but
Fart.
Is it something like wizened?
Wizened? Oh, yeah. I'm a wizened old man.
No,
it's not.
I think it's wizened because wizened is like a wizard.
Wizened is something you do outside when you can't get to a bathroom.
Welcome to the yellow snow.
Yes.
Ah, hi, Andrew.
Don't eat the yellow snow and watch out where the huskies go.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so welcome to the show, everyone. Let's start it off.
Is that like a high school joke of you guys or something?
It is a joke of us guys in high school. Hold on. I've lost my list. Here's my list. Let's listen to some audio.
Are you checking it twice?
I'm checking it three times. Dude, if you get like this after Christmas, where
yes.
you can't stand anything to do with Christmas right after.
I want the lights
done with it.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm going to go burn
kick the tree out.
In fact, yeah. I went as far as yesterday. I actually went out and spent pretty much all my gift cards, so I'm done with the whole thing.
Good.
Good for you.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
See, what I want to do...
Are they so far away?
I get...
Were all your troubles far away?
I tell you...
You know, it would be great just for before 2006 hits if I could hold Obsidian down and just beat the crap out of him.
That would be good. We'd like to get that on air.
Yeah, we need video. Say, of that.
Yeah, I'd like to record that.
Now that would be a good video podcast.
Yes, it would. Or a vodcast.
A vodcast. Nobody's calling it that, are they?
Hey, if someone starts calling it that,
hey, dude, Andrew, this is what your girlfriend says. Listen to this.
Uh
oh. Oh wait, it didn't work. Hold on a second.
This is what your girlfriend said. That's awesome.
Okay, check her out. Here she is.
I'm Max.
Oh poop! Hold on. All right, here it is. Here's what your girlfriend says.
This message is for Andrew. For the last time, Max, don't suck.
Okay, she she wants the world to know that Max don't suck.
Yes, they do.
Dude,
well,
easy
you know,
on
she's
the Max
been, she's been stressed out from work, so she doesn't quite grasp
she
know,
doesn't get
the
it.
Problem with Max yet. Yeah, I really don't think so.
I see. Well, we got that. We also got this, and I thought this was interesting for you World of Warcraft players. I don't know who this is from, but...
Woo!
He did it anonymously.
Yeah, so it's not for me, huh?
So here it is.
No.
For the Horde, Leroy Jenkins.
As you can see, he had some quality control over his microphone and input. That was pretty awesome.
He had it shoved to the back of his throat.
Indeed, we got this one from. Let's see. Oh yeah, check this out. This is from Dubai. That guy, you know, the Middle East guy.
Is he back to Dubai?
Michael.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. This is funny what he was able to get. Now, it's a little garbled. You got to understand, the phone call came from, like, way over there. So it's not perfect, but check this out.
Hey, Scott, it's Michael, the guy in the Middle East, and I have a friend here, Majid, who has something to say to you.
Hi, my name is Megid Iskander. I'm in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, and you are listening to Extra Life Radio.
What do you think about Dean Cain?
Hello, Dean Cain.
All right, Scott, take care, and signing off from Dubai, UAE. Take care.
Wow,
that's cool.
He's like just like an American.
No, yeah. nothing like getting an Arab to say, "Who the hell is Dean Cain?
Who the hell is Dean Cain?"
Well, see, I heard the government's currently planning airdrops of future sport.
Yeah, so. That's how we'll get to him. That's how we'll get to the hearts of the people.
Kill him with boredom.
We surrender.
Yeah, we surrender. That dude, that's like China.
No more.
We surrender.
Oh, no time for love.
No time for love, Dr. Jones. That's the gift that keeps on giving even after Christmas. But, yeah, thanks a lot,
you
Michael.
Know, you know, I definitely laugh each and every single time you say that joke. I even feel bad about it now.
All right, here's the hardest call of all. This is somebody who it's a special message. And part of this deal is that we get to listen to what he has to say, but then he wants Obsidian to do something.
Uh-oh.
So
it'll be his choice as to whether he does it or not. But anyway, check this out.
Hey, Scott and the rest of the team behind Extra Life Radio. This is Tolwyn. Been a long-time website visitor, long-time bandwidth leecher. And just wanted to drop by and say hello and have a beer with you. Maybe talk a little bit about the guy that tried to do the Whitesnake thing last week. I was a little bit, how should I say it, embarrassed to be in the listening audience. Listen to him butcher such a great, great song by David Coverdale. And wanted to donate my talent to help him redeem himself a little bit. Hold on a second. Beer. You know, just... Okay, I can't do the Airwolf thing, but maybe next time I'll have that ready. But anyway, wanted to give your guy the first time opportunity on Extra Life Radio to do a pseudo live karaoke. All right, That's what I wanted. Here we go.
Hey, Obsidian, this is your chance. This is your moment to shine.
Come on, O.
Well, you do know the guy actually told me I was very bad at it, so yeah. Why should I do it?
Here I something go, go. In my pants.
Wait, but I have the limits here, man. You just told me.
There's a chicken in the... What?
You need to start that again. And I'll.
I got my wife dancing on the car hood.
Okay, hold on. We'll do it again. Start the music, and okay, Obsidian is now going to sing along with the karaoke. Here it goes.
You'd have a DJ voiceover. You're listening to ELR. Here we are with.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Go.
I don't know. But I sure know where I've been.
He's doing it William Shatner style.
Yeah, it's totally William Shatner.
And I made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. But here I go again. Wait, I can't hear it. You guys are laughing.
All
right,
that's good enough.
That's good. Woo!
Hey, way to go. Woo! Way to go, Obsidian.
I can hear
that
the panties.
That was awesome. He did it chat style.
Yeah. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
That was awesome. Very, very nice.
I was going to start singing right then when you interrupted me.
Well, you almost rapped it. That's what I like. We'll give you a beatbox over here if I knew how. Okay. Oh. Good times. Thanks for that. Who said that again? I forgot his name.
You never said.
I forgot. Anyway, cool guy. Seems like he ought to do a podcast. Got some nice production quality going there. I checked his website, and apparently he has plans for one. I sent him an email and said, hey, have you done this before? He says, since 1998. That's how long I've been doing my podcast, with a winky smile. So I think he's kidding, but I honestly believe he's completely drunk on beer.
What, is he one of the Dignation guys?
I don't know who that is. Oh, yeah, the Dignation guys are always drinking. All right, well, that's it from call-ins. Pretty fun, huh? Now, I wanted to get those out of the way because we want to talk about the year. Them, huh? The year of 2005. Not a good year for me overall, but a year to remember. Let's talk about some of the stuff we thought was important this last year, or things that we liked, not things we hated. I'm going to say let's start with Brian. Brian, you sent me a list earlier of some things that you thought were kind of cool things of the year. Why don't you give us one of those?
All right. big year for consoles. Hey, shut up.
All right.
Big year for the big year for consoles, really. I mean, with Xbox 360 coming out and, you know, the announcement of the P3 and the new Nintendo Revolution and their new style controller. So a lot of stuff happened in 2005 as far as consoles go.
What was the P3?
The P3?
Oh, the PS3.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the PS3. PlayStation. The PlayStation
sorry,
3.
Sorry, PS3.
The Pentium 3?
Are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm abbreviating it. So when they get to 4, it's going to be like P. It's just going to be the P.
It'll just be the
P. You do realize that the PlayStation 3 is going to be the new Sony DRM install utility that'll be in your home.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I have
another
an opinion.
Great thing we love this past year.
I have an opinion on that. I believe that the PS3...
Wait, I have an opinion.
...will be one of the most open... standard machines ever. And you know why? Because it will be
it.
Yes, it'll be their chance to go, but look at what we're doing now.
Yeah, but the problem is not to get off the subject, but the DRM thing, apparently just in the last week there was some lawsuit in the Midwest, like a class action suit, and the lawyers for the people that were suing Sony actually took a CD that Sony said no longer has the DRM on it. They put the CD in a computer in the courtroom and then did a scan. And even though the CD is on the list of one that does not have the protection on it anymore, it still installed the protection.
So
it's like Sony goes, oh, these CDs are clean, but there's still stuff on them hidden.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then, screw them. Actually, you know what, though? Back on the topic of consoles, it has been a big year for consoles. This is the big switcheroo. This is when the new generation happens, right?
Yeah.
My nephew got an Xbox 360, and we were over there for Christmas, and I got a chance to look at it and play it. Yeah, no kidding. He actually found a bundle on Walmart.com, of all things, and got it.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. I don't know how he worked that out, but Some web service.
He went to Walmart.com.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? I don't work it out. What's so hard about that?
Well, he's got some web service that lets him basically gets on a list. And
oh, you mean like an internet access?
Kind of like the interweb.
Is it called AOL?
It's the interweb, the walled garden.
Internet is still around.
No, but
it's
what
intranets?
What it was is intranets. He got on some list, and this guy basically tracks all the sources you can get Xbox 360s. And so when one became available, he notified him, and then he was like, "Oh, Walmart, duh." So he had to get a bundle though. It was like four games and two controllers and the expensive.
Wow.
So it's pretty. My guess is I have no way to know what the price is, but I'm guessing like $1,200 or something, maybe $800.
So
I don't
rich
know.
Rich nephew, huh?
It was like seven or eight, I think.
I'll say this. It looked really good on this big Samsung 65-inch TV he was playing it on.
So he is your rich nephew.
Yeah. And he sat way back in the room with a controller, which was kind of cool. And he's actually what inspired the current Extra Life comic, where there's a controller embedded in that guy's head. Because I kept thinking to myself,
nephew, so you could keep his Xbox.
Well, no, I kept thinking if you get ticked on an old console, you chuck it comes back because there's a cable on it. With this thing, you just chuck it as hard as you want, and it'll go as far as you want.
Some sort of elastic cable.
No, like the whatever the crap it's called. Is there a name for that?
For what
the cord?
Yeah,
the controller cord.
That's called a power
controller cord.
Scott?
Yeah,
not the.
Well,
power
actually,
cord.
those have breakaway cables now on the Xboxes. So yeah.
Well, that's true. So that's good for throwing. I don't know why we're even on that, but the the things people have been saying about that power supply are dead on. That thing looked like it looked like a container from a truck. Like a big old, like you'd see it on a ship making its way to Hong Kong or something. It was an amazing thing.
But then your rich nephew bought something to hold it, like a little kid.
No, dude.
That's awesome. It's like, I'll take that Xbox 360 and I want to hire the small little Oriental kid to hold the power supply to keep airflow around it.
A short round. I'll hire a short round to do it. But
no time for love.
This thing had an LED on it, a big green LED.
I'm laughing at that.
And when you... And when your power supply needs an LED to tell you that
you know
it's on,
something's wrong.
Holy crap! I was blown away. But anyway,
I heard
great.
That the power supply you could also use it. It has slots on the top, like venting slots.
Yeah,
but
like
I heard
a George Foreman grill.
No, it's got venting slots, but I heard you can actually slide bread slices in there and toast them while you're playing your games.
Oh, nice,
that
dude.
Is, so, Andrew.
Yeah, I dumped an entire gallon of water on it. It just evaporated away. It was amazing.
Oh, it like instantly turns to steam.
You should have heard me telling my little nieces and nephews that it took more power than your average refrigerator, and they just stared at me like I was magic. No way, Uncle Scott.
They just stared at you like, I hate old
just
people.
Thatcher.
Yeah, it was Thatcher. So, good times. Let's talk about, I actually agree with Brian on that. I think it's a big year. And we'll see how the year plays out. I'm looking personally for a Nintendo Revolution. That's my goal.
Yeah,
me too.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, we all knew that. That's true. So let's talk movies for a second. I saw Serenity on DVD.
How'd you like it?
It is officially tied for my second favorite movie of the year.
Cool.
So let's talk about movies of the year. Here's my list of my... We did this a little bit last week, but I wanted to cover it again.
Yeah.
This is my revised list of the top three things I saw this year. Are you ready?
It doesn't have Lifetime movies in it, does it?
No. You did that last week as well. I'm having a flashback. I don't know what's going on.
Well, this is a review show.
This is a review show. Okay, number one and number two spot, or well, let's see. Number one is tied for first place. I would say Serenity and King Kong were my favorite things I've seen this year. Very different movies, but... Oh, dude, Serenity was way better than I even expected. I thought it was just awesome. And I'm talking into my microphone wrong. Gosh dang it.
I saw King Kong yesterday.
What'd you think?
I loved it. I particularly liked the cement factory level.
Dude.
You did that last week, too.
No, wait, that's 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's an early old joke.
No, I never get sold, huh? I saw it yesterday. Me and Gogo13 went to go see it, and it was amazing. I was... like just blown away by it. I do agree with what a lot of critics say, that it's a little long, because there are some scenes where it's like a 10-minute scene of just a shot of like them walking through the bushes, and I'm like, it doesn't need to be that long. We get the idea, you're going through a jungle.
Yeah, it's long. I don't know if it didn't really bother me. I didn't notice
that it was 3 hours
long.
Yeah,
I kind of expected the length because everybody had been talking about it. But yeah, good show. And if one more person says to me, okay, this is one of my greatest pet peeves. You ready for this one? If
what?
One more person says, did you see King Kong? And I say, yes. And then they say, how were the graphics? It makes me want to kill people. I hate that. Like, how are the graphics in that movie? The graphics. Whatever happened to special effects? Or how was the...
Well, they stopped using special effects when they started throwing around the CG phrase all the time.
And I'm okay with CGI even. People can say to me, how's the CGI? I say, oh, those are pretty good. But if they say to me, how are the graphics one more time, I'm going to...
Just say, yeah, it was a great movie poster.
How are the graphics?
But how were the graphics? I've never actually heard that question. It's almost like they're asking you, oh, what resolution was it in?
Yeah, exactly. Totally annoying. But so no more graphic talk, everyone, whoever hears this show. Nobody that does it will actually listen to this show because, hell, why would they? They have
people
lives.
People listen to this show?
Yes, many people
listen to this show?
Just not people that say, how are the graphics? I think we're all a little more above that. I don't know. But anyway, that's my list. Anybody have anything to add to that? Oh, I forgot. I'd put Batman in there, and I'd put that would be number two, wouldn't it? Number three, we would make some other show, some item on screen.
Star Wars?
No, episode three.
She's top three worst movies of the year.
You know, I liked.
Oh, Star Wars.
I liked.
Awesome.
Oh no,
Revenge of the Sith was pretty good. Come on.
I liked episode three was much better than the first two, but I do agree with Scott and Mark, is I would not even put it on my list of the best stuff of 2005.
No.
George Lucas has once again proven that he has no idea how to direct anybody or even write decent dialogue. I mean,
I still personally think the three new Star Wars movies still don't even remotely touch the originals.
No, I don't even consider them as part of the originals. The originals were, well, actually, the first two were really, really good. There's a lot of problems with Return of the Jedi.
I made so many jokes about
that. Quit living in the past.
Yeah, but when
you don't like the Muppet movie? The Muppet movie
rules.
When the
past is much... Oh, we's going to die! It's
like... Brian, talk about living in the past. I spent all weekend watching the Beatles anthology, so that tells you where I am.
Oh, Lord. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good weekend.
It was.
I got a...
How about you, Obsidian?
I got a movie. Well, I don't know if it's movie of the year, but it's definitely, when you ask me which of the movies this year I enjoy the most, one that immediately leaps to mind is Final Fantasy VII: Advent Children.
I need to see the English one before I can pass judgment.
Oh, you haven't seen the English one?
No, I've only seen the Japanese one, and I don't know what the hell they're talking about because I don't know Japanese.
That's
if you didn't figure that out.
I heard the American, the English version. It's basically all the voices are done by Tim Conway.
Is it called Dorf on...
Dorf in graphics.
Yeah.
No, he plays Mr. Dutchball.
Yeah, Dorf on golf. Remember that? Those were good graphics.
Oh, yeah.
Good graphics. Sorry, yes.
Hey, Scott, have kids. What was the... what do you think was the best kids movie this year?
Madagascar.
My kids love Madagascar. I didn't like it, but my kids loved it.
I liked Shark. Shark's Tale this year, or was it last year?
Last year. That was last year.
I am living in the past.
I'd have to say Madagascar, personally.
Yeah. I think it was
Madagascar.
Madagascar.
Madagascar. Madagascar. It's a story about a mechanic.
Who saves Christmas or what?
Yep.
You know, we got Madagascar on DVD, and I watched 5 minutes and walked out. I liked it.
I thought it was good.
Really. I liked it. I didn't love it. It's not a Pixar movie, but
what
it was
would you
okay.
say was the best kids movie of 05?
Kids movie of 05, I'm going to go
Devil's
with...
Devil's Rejects?
I'll tell you what my kids liked the most. They liked,
Charlie and Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, they loved that.
Yeah.
They loved that. And I liked it, too. I don't know if I loved it, but I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I liked it better than...
I liked it better than the old one.
I
went to the movies yesterday, and I saw Valiant.
Valiant?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I heard that was really good.
That's the pigeon movie.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, I was watching it, and I told to the person that was with me, I told her, you know, this movie doesn't have...
good graphics?
You know, the graphics... But really, I mean, you know, the whole 3D imagery in this movie is not as... up to level, you know, it's not at the level of the other movies we've seen. And then I read that, it's a European movie.
Oh, well.
Well, that, yeah. Those dumb Euros.
It's like,
basically, it's these guys, you know, just like, giving it a shot. So actually,
oh, well, that's pretty cool.
Under
then.
Under that light, it's a great movie.
Well, also, the biggest problem
for new people getting into that business.
The biggest problem with CG in general is, I personally think Hollywood now thinks that they can slap CG in anything and make a billion on it.
See, I think that's it's finally ebbing away from that. I think they're finding that they can't do that anymore. They really do have to have a good product.
I think Andrew's right. I think that's the state of things, and I think people are pulling away from it. I think it takes.
That's why King Kong was done with a real ape.
Yeah.
And what was great is they did it with a real giant ape, and they went and they bred and grew all these dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They didn't have to do that. They were all sitting
around really
on Jurassic
all out
Park.
For it.
That's why it cost so much money. It's a Unix system. You remember that in Jurassic Park?
Yeah, I remember.
What's really funny about that is you can see the Apple icons or the Apple logo on the machinery. You can see the QuickTime slide bars for what's supposed to be the
when Newman's supposedly having a real-time video conference with that guy on the dock.
Yeah, and you can see the slider.
You see the slider.
And I'm going, we're not that stupid,
Spielberg. They reboot the system.
But the thing is,
comes
Scott,
up.
Yeah. The thing is, Scott, the majority, I think the majority of people that go to a movie, they don't catch that.
Yeah, but how hard is it to make it? They could have so easily made it look right. I mean, that's all I'm saying. It's just lazy filmmaking.
Or they could have just took that line out. It's like just one line. That's what pisses me off about Spielberg. Yeah. He'll put one stupid line in there, and he won't get rid of it, even if it screws the whole movie up.
You know why? It's because George Lucas had so much success with the Tarzan noise when Wookiees swing. That's why. So he thought, well, I'll be like him, and I'll put something in so stupid that I'll never remove it.
Well, you want to see something that's for any computer user whatsoever now to just laugh your head off. Watch the first Mission Impossible and look at the email addresses they're typing in. The email address he's contacting these people is like somebody at Job space 3:25 or something ever. It's so completely impossible to use.
They actually play
the
on that
standard.
Whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
In
Can rejects this.
In the comedy Office Space, they Mike Judge, on purpose, when he's like downloading stuff off the computer, you notice every other time that he looks at the screen, it's a Windows system or it's a Mac system, back and forth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they did that on purpose to poke fun at it, because it's
I'm all right
with download. He's downloading a file, and it's a Mac.
Yeah.
Then when he looks up to to close the window, it's a PC. Yeah. And then when he does something else, it's a Mac again.
Well, that's impressed. Intentional. That's intended. It's the unintentional crap that is so funny.
Yeah, and the reason – I've always surmised that the reason they did that thing with Newman in Jurassic Park is they were too busy trying to get Samuel L. Jackson to utter the greatest line he ever uttered in any film.
Please?
What?
Which was, hold on to your butts. Right before he turned on the park. Then he turned on the park, and I almost could see a vision of the future where his arm was off and hanging on something just so it would be freaking people out.
Well, the thing is they did have to change it around. I mean, if you read the actual book, here's a spoiler, people. If you haven't read the book.
It's a good book.
Stop the podcast
book is really
now.
Good, but pretty much in the book, everybody friggin' dies except for the kids. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the scientists and the kids get out, and I think the Jeff Goldblum character gets out, too.
Jeff Goldblum gets eaten by raptors in the book. So does the grandfather.
Well, the grandfather gets eaten by the little ones.
They save that very dark.
They save that. They save that for
the
guy that gets
in
the...
little.
They save that.
No, they save the little ones attacking for that guy that was in the chipper in Fargo, remember? At the first part of Lost World, or later on in Lost World.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he gets eaten by
that. Speaking of Lost World, one of the stupidest things there, here's this paleontologist who's supposedly studied all this with a Julianne Moore character, and they're waving her back, saying, don't go up. It was like, oh, come on, I photograph things like this all the time. She's like standing right underneath a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and she's like, oh, I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
What's also a moronic line is the fact that she says, I film stuff like this all the time.
Yeah.
So I guess when you're not on Jurassic Park, you got a farm full of dinosaurs back where you are.
It's the training farm.
Yeah, back in Ohio.
Is this the 1998 year review, or are we back on the
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm holding everybody in the past there, Brian.
That's okay. because we have to take a break anyway. When we come back, we'll talk more about our year in review, various geek items, not just movies, but other stuff. So hang on tight. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Len from Jawbone Radio, and when I'm in Utah, my dial is locked on to the radio, but my iPod is listening to Scott Johnson and Extra Life Radio. That's the truth.
And we're back. We're back to the program. We're talking about things in 2005 that we thought were worth mentioning on today's show. Let's bring everybody back in here. We've been talking about movies. Let's move on to...
You turned the light back on. All right.
Before we leave movies, I have to say some... The best movies I've seen in 2005 were the following. There's just a couple. Bailey's Billions, Mayday, Fire Dog, 10-5 Apocalypse, and Wrinkles.
We're not talking about...
I've never heard of any of those.
We're not talking about adult films, Andrew.
No. They're not adult
Wrinkles. It's like adult porn, man.
They're not adult films, but they are all films in 2005 that were starring Dean Cain.
Oh. I was wondering where we get mentioned today.
How lovely.
Although our friend from Dubai already mentioned him, but anyway, that's awesome. Dean Cain, way to go. Sounds like a great career year for him.
Dean Cain, thanks for a great year. May there be many more to come.
That's right.
But you know, Scott, I was wondering.
Yeah.
Before you so rudely interrupted me before. Okay, you know what? Screw the past. What movies are you looking forward to next year?
Well, there we go. That's an easy answer. You ready?
Uh oh.
This is just
mine.
That's
an easy question.
We get two each. I'm looking forward to X-Men 3. Nope, 3 each. X-Men 3, I'm looking forward to Superman to see if they pull it off right, and I'm looking forward to the new Pixar thing, that Cars movie. Those are the three that stand out for me right now.
I'd have to say X-Men 3, and I'm really looking forward to the Superman.
Yeah.
I wish they could change Superman's outfit. He looks like a geek.
Oh, people,
what do you want,
people
him
would
pink?
People
yeah,
would explode.
I
know,
but
they change everybody else's. I don't know. I'm looking forward to X-Men 3, and I'm interested in Superman, but I just don't believe they're going to pull it off.
Well, we'll see.
With Mark on that. I mean, I wish they could change his outfit too. I think
it's the red boots. What's the deal with the red boots?
The little booties.
It's time somebody actually updated it.
The little
booties. I heard originally before they went with that dark style that they did.
Wait for
it. He was going to wear fishnets and hip huggers.
No, Andrew. Again, we're not on the adult movies now.
The adult Superman. Superman 2.
Superman.
What was Superman 2 called? Was it just Superman 2?
It was just Superman 2.
It had Terrence Stamp in it saying, kneel before Zod. That's all that matters.
Well, they just...
Sorry.
Did they ever do Steel?
From a movie? I mean,
they did Steel. It was Shaquille O'Neal, dude.
Oh, my God. Talk about painful.
Yeah, that was a mistake. Personally, I think Superman ought to go with that cool kind of lightning blue thing he had when he died. And they had all the different Supermans
when
coming
he
back.
Split, when he split in two, there was red and blue.
Yeah, I like that blue lightning
fans
thing.
Hated that.
I know, but that's my point. That's why they'll never change him. The fans will freak out. So all they can do is make his little Speedo a little tighter and give him nipples or something.
Would you change the American flag?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd put
no.
It's been changed about 15,000 times.
I know. I want it to be like the Union Jack.
15,000 times.
Let's bring back Old Glory.
Let's do like
I told
the
you
Union
a million
Jack.
Times, don't exaggerate.
Or not
right?
the Union Jack, the Confederate flag.
No, flag?
I know to a lot of people the Confederate flag represents some bad things, but I think it represents yee-haw!
Yee-haw! The TV show, not the movie.
All right, that's what our next topic was. Top shows of the year 2005. If I'm going to list my favorite, it would be Lost, and then it would be Prison Break, which I enjoyed quite a bit. And I would have to say...
Beverly Hills 90210.
For me, it's a toss-up between My Name is Earl and The Office. I think both those are hilarious. Mark, what do you think?
I love The Office, although I'm, again, somebody who doesn't watch a whole lot of network TV. I'd say the 05 World Series with the White Sox winning was an interesting story.
Yeah.
Everybody's now bored silly.
I'd have to say Lost... Deadwood and Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, I forgot about Battlestar Galactica.
That's good stuff.
And we'll throw the SG-1 and the Atlantis in there just for...
Yeah, I love the Atlantis. Yeah. I love that. That's been my favorite. in a while.
They've done a good job with that, and I think that probably is positioned to carry on that whole franchise for a long time.
I think Obsidian told me earlier that his two favorites were the $6 Million Man and Sequest.
It was Sheriff Lobo. What are you talking about?
Oh, BJ and the Bear.
Or no, what's that one that goes?
It will be Sanford and
Sanford
Son.
Sanford and that's Son. A good one. That's a classic.
Lamont!
Well, you know, I don't really watch much TV, but if I had to say, like, from what I've seen this year, what I like the most, definitely the television series I've enjoyed the most this year is Family Guy.
Oh, yeah. I love Family Guy. And this year's been hilarious. Can't watch it with the kids around, but damn, it's funny. Good times. Okay, well, that's TV. We nailed that one.
Woo! We doing computer games, or was that part of consoles?
Well, let's talk games in general. My game of the year last week, I mentioned kind of briefly, was Mario Kart. I knew it had Mario in it. Mario Kart DS. I'm sticking by that. You mentioned Fear last week, Andrew. Instead of saying what our favorite ones are, let's talk about stuff we think was overlooked. Hello?
Stubbs the Zombie.
Well, if we knew that, we wouldn't have overlooked it.
I picked up on a whim, like 2 weeks ago, I picked up Stubbs the Zombie.
Is it for real?
It's made for it's made for Xbox and the PC. It's made by a few guys that left Bungie after they worked on the first Halo game. The game uses the first Halo engine, and you actually play a zombie. It's set in the 1950s.
And it's called Stubbs the Zombie?
Yeah, it's called Stubbs the Zombie.
You haven't heard of that?
I have not heard of this. What's wrong with you? Where have I been?
It's called Stubbs the Zombie. Rebel,
been in Utah, Scott.
Rebel Without a Corpse or whatever. And you play a zombie, and you go around and you, like, bite guys, and then you build your zombie army as you march through the city and attack people and stuff.
So how is it? How's it play?
It's hilarious. I mean, there's, like, an actual plot and storyline. It's, like, third person. And you can do different things, like you can tear parts of your organs out and throw them, and they'll explode. And you regenerate your special powers and your hit points by eating people, eating their brains.
Awesome, dude!
That's cool.
Well, duh, he's
that's totally cool. I'll have to try that out. I had not heard of it.
It's available for the first Xbox, and it's also available on the PC. The PC version is like $40.
Wow. All right. Well, that sounds like a good recommendation. Anyone else have anything obscure that nobody played? Obsidian, you play quite a few trial versions, let's call them, that you get off BitTorrent. I know that a lot of people are maligning Quake 4, saying, it's a piece of crap, it doesn't play well, it's this, it's that. You've had a different experience. Tell us about your current feelings on that game.
Well, okay, I was a very big Quake 2 fan. I also liked Quake 1 a lot, but I liked Quake 2 better. Whoever has a different opinion, well, I really don't care. No, I mean, not in a bad way, but I don't give a crap.
Not in a bad way.
In the best way that could be. So yeah.
No offense, but I really don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, why am I going to lie?
Yeah.
But yeah, you see, here's the thing. Quake 4, I actually thought it was a very good game as far as single player goes. And, well, me personally, and I know there's a lot of people out there with me, I don't really care that much for multiplayer. So
I'm with you.
I mean, Quake 4, it sets out...
Liar.
It sets out to, like, put you in the middle of a battle, of a war. And as far as I've played it, because I've just been playing it for a couple of weeks... It really accomplishes that. You really get the feeling that there's a whole bunch of soldiers there fighting with you, that there's a whole war going on around you. And, well, it's just a fun game. You really, like... It's not like... When you see most first-person shooters, there's always a sort of sense of loneliness where you're, like, the only guy that's actually doing something.
Yeah. You're kind of
the
lone
only guy
hero,
running
right?
Around shooting at stuff, and... In all these first-person shooters, they always leave the sensation that the whole world is just sitting around waiting for you to turn around the corner.
Yeah.
Now, in my opinion, Quake 4 sort of it does give you the impression that there is actually a war going on, and you're just a part of it. You're just a soldier. Yeah, you are pretty popular. You are pretty famous.
The townspeople cheer when you walk through.
You are some sort of legendary soldier called Kane, but yeah, I mean, there is a whole war there, and you do feel like you're just one soldier guy. You're just part of a squad, so it's actually a lot of fun. And I thought it was a good game. I'm also playing Need for Speed Most Wanted, which is it's a lot of fun. It's a fun racing game.
It's get away from the cop stuff, right?
It's a lot better than Underground. It's a lot better than Underground because Underground had like it sort of went over the top with the whole modifications in the car.
Yeah.
But this new one, it's a lot better. And I got to go with Andrew on Fear. Damn, that was a good game.
Did you beat that game? You beat the whole thing?
No, I'm on it.
You're playing
it. It's a lot of fun. You know, I like to take my time.
You can't, no matter what, whether you liked it, played it, didn't play it, didn't like it, you can't leave out WoW. WoW pretty much took 05 by storm.
Yeah, it owned the year as far as online. I mean, what, it hit 5
million? Over 5 million users.
5 million users, yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. I think there's probably a whole other list of games. I noticed all the websites have all their favorite picks. I noticed Civilization 4 seems to be doing quite well in most...
I got a good question.
Yeah. Yeah?
I got a good question. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But go ahead and kill another 80 seconds. That'd be all right.
Okay. What, in your opinion... Scott, Andrew, Brian, and other guy.
I'm Yoko, damn it.
Okay. What, in your opinion, was the most overrated... What were the most overrated things of 2005, both movie, maybe television series, and game?
Doom the movie.
Yeah, Doom the movie.
Was it overrated?
It was, that's true. People knew it was crap. I would say the trial of Michael Jackson was completely and totally overrated.
Yeah.
It was a waste of TV. Not that I watched a lot, but it seemed like it was always on when I wanted to see something else.
I just felt bad for the people who quit their jobs to go down there to hold signs up and release doves. I mean, it's like, people, I felt bad for them. It wasn't just... disgust. It was just total sorrow for him.
You know, and I would have said, if I didn't have such a great experience of Serenity on DVD, I would have said that was overrated because so many geeks were raving about it, but they are dead on that movie, so I can't use that.
So it's not overrated.
Yeah, no. I would say it's completely awesome, underrated, and people should see it. I would say a big disappointment for me was any kind of reality TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not opposed to something where there's lots of good competition and it's fun and it's got the humiliation factor and all that, but nothing struck me this year worth watching, period. I didn't watch anything.
With all the goofy stuff they do now, someone's eventually going to be hurt on live television, and then you're going to get studios going, hey, did you see our ratings when Bob lost his arm? We've got to have that happen again, you know.
Cut off the next guy's arm. Yeah, exactly.
Pretty soon it's going to be Running Man with Richard Dawson.
Yeah, Running Man. Yep. Exactly.
Yep. You got to get Richard Dawson in there.
I have to say this,
soon,
and I know
pretty soon we're going to have Future Sport.
Some people are going to think Some people are going to think I'm wrong when I say this, but I think the most overrated thing in video games. Oh, I'm going to get email.
Grand Theft Auto
is the Xbox 360. I think
I agree.
Completely overrated. Now, is it a good machine? Yes. Will it play games great? Yes. Will there be some great titles? Absolutely. But it was so overhyped, more so than I kind of remember recent launches.
There was a couple articles I saw today that some of the stores, like Circuit City and Best Buy, are rather upset with how the machine is doing because I guess they banked on making outrageous amounts of money, and with the problems, and now because of like the heating issues, people that would go out and buy it are like, well, hey, I'm gonna wait on it now.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know, we'll have to see how the year shakes up, but I just think it was completely overrated. Brian, do you have anything you want to add to the list of this year's most overrated anything?
The year 2000, the whole year.
The year 2000.
Let's get the crap over with it. Let's just do it.
All right. I think you mean 2005.
I'm ready for 2006. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2005 kind of sucked. I was hoping for this like calamity sort of Armageddon sort of thing.
Looking for the Martian attack.
I was waiting for all the computers to crash and then for the machines
to
rise up.
Or the Colobians to attack.
Yeah, yep. The Colobians.
The Colobians.
Colobians, that's it. Colobians. The Colobians. Let me tell you, the saddest thing of 2005, in my opinion, was the end of Star Trek as we know it. I'm sad the website's going away. I'm sad the show's off the air. I'm sad there's no movies in the works. I'm a big Star Trek fan, always have been, always will be. I know it needs a break, but I feel like it's just been beat the crap this year.
See, I don't agree with you there. I mean, I'm a fan of Star Trek also, but I think that it needs to go away for a while. At least until Rick Berman gets trapped under a gas truck and has nothing to do with Star Trek ever again.
You had to throw in the truck part. I'm pretty sure he won't have much to do with Trek in the future, but I don't know. We'll see.
Because, I mean, I was really looking forward to Enterprise. And then I watched, you know, about four episodes into it, and I was like, this is crap. I was like,
yeah,
what the heck?
It could have been so much better.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck is this?
I still say they should do a series called Excelsior, and it should be about Sulu as the captain of that thing coming out and being gay. Oh, wait, that was something else.
That was reality.
Yeah, that was reality, sorry. Well, let's talk quickly, because we don't have a ton of time left. I want to talk about the year in review when it comes to ELR, Extra Life Radio, that you're listening to now. Anyone have a greatest moment? I have one, but I'll wait. Let's hear others. Anyone have a greatest moment they can recollect from the podcast?
The one of the things I had a blast with is when we had Jousting Justin on, I was asking him how hard it was to ride ostriches, and he like played along with the whole thing.
That was cool.
That was a very good episode.
He was great. He was great. We need to have him on again. In fact, let's call him. I don't want to do that. I was going to say, let's call him guest of the year, but we've had some
let's
great
call
guests.
Him right now.
We've had some great
call him
guests.
Right now, while he's probably having sex with his wife.
Yeah. Lovely
hey,
thought.
Hey, Justin.
I don't think he even listens to the show anymore. But no, I'll say the year, the guest of the year would be hard to pick because we've had some great ones. We've had Scott Ramsumer on. We've had the guys from Little Gamers on. We had Lynn a couple of times. Rico's been on a couple of times.
Yeah.
We've had some interesting.
Well, Scott
Ramsumer.
Brought us a lot of new listeners.
Yes, he did. And we need to have him on again. I keep meaning to email him and see if he's interested because we owe him a debt of gratitude, or a debit, as my daughter would say. Also, let me tell you my favorite moment. My favorite moment was a listener email where the person thought that there is no way that Colonel O'Neill would be a good MacGyver. That's still a classic moment for me that I'll never forget.
I still have nightmares of Scott saying, "Was she a monkey? Was she a monkey?"
Yeah, that one eats us up at night. Anyone else have any moments they want to
flying
turd about?
I suppose you guys already know what it is.
Future sport? It's the sport of the future.
No, actually, my favorite moment is something Andrew says a lot.
What is it?
Oh, yeah. No time for love.
Yeah. I still laugh at it.
It's because it's so wrong.
It's
no time for love, Dr. Jones.
Actually, I'd have to say my favorite moment is over the last year is when basically Scott started putting together the group show.
Yeah, that was show number 20, by the way, wasn't it? 18, maybe? I don't remember. What was it?
So around there.
That's such a great moment we don't remember.
It was around
the 20s, yeah.
Every show, I mean, I look forward to Tuesdays. You know, because I even go out of my way not to, you know, be completely drunk on Tuesday.
You avoid.
He's only partially drunk on Tuesday.
He avoids the sauce.
Yeah, I'm only
on
partially
Tuesday.
Drunk.
Well, I have to say as well, we started doing this right around. I think it was we did start doing group shows in June, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, and I think that that's really marks a moment when the show took an interesting direction and has stayed that course. And I think people really like it. I mean, all we get is positive feedback. I don't get bad emails. I don't get anybody emails me about anything bad.
I'd have to also say I really like once we added the other guy to the show.
Yeah, that was good. That was a big moment. Who's that guy? Was it 50?
Who's the gay guy? Where did he go?
Is it 50?
Hey, episode 50.
Yeah, I think it was 50.
You know what's funny is I came here because we were talking about doing one at work, and I wanted to just come check out Scott's equipment, and he just asked, hey, you want to see
it? Oh,
dude! It's only one show.
You know, that's... You really didn't have to go there.
Oh, that was classic. Boy. That was a classic. So, you just fell right into the pit.
That was the worst of all.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was just a happenstance, and then I've just hung out ever since.
Yeah. See, isn't it great how this all works?
He never leaves.
This is the. This
can't,
is the.
Can't get rid of me.
This is the most tearful moment we've had on ELR. Oh.
You know what, guys? I love you guys.
Oh my gosh.
I love you guys. Now,
now we'll change course. But no, I'm very pleased with how things are going, and our goal and our hope is to take this show to whatever next level is there for the next year. We hope 2006 is amazing. We have some plans that we're secretly working on, various types and kinds. But on the whole, we hope to keep bringing
I have a good feeling about 06.
Yeah, I do too.
No. We don't say a good feeling. We say a good vibe.
Look, well, you have a good vibe, you damn vegan hippie.
As long as we don't have the other guy checking out our equipment.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Andrew, believe me, I will never want to check out your equipment.
He's got stocks.
I got stocks.
He would like to rent the equipment.
That was pretty lame stuff. So,
but let me just say, as cool as we all think each other are, this show would be nothing without you, the listeners. So continue to be part of the show. Start sending us.
No, that's not true. Scott was talking to me the other day about how much he despises you all.
Yeah, the one part of the show I can't stand, those damn listeners.
If nobody listened, Scott would just talk to himself.
That's absolutely true.
And be part of the show and win the prizes.
Yeah. Oh, we got to give that away. Gosh, dang it.
Prizes.
Okay, the winner.
That's why O's been like keeping quiet about it. He's like, if no one wins nothing, I get it.
Okay, the winner.
Damn you, listeners.
The winner of last week's thing. You guys ready for the big announcement?
Yep,
let's do it.
His name is Nick. Nick PN. You're the winner. Nope. Randomly chosen. I have no idea where you live. Here's his answers. Kadaj uses the double sword, two blades side to side. Hold on, I got to scroll.
This is good radio.
And I've lost the mail. Hold on.
What you won? Congratulations.
Anyway, he got it right. He got the whole...
No, wait. I want to listen to the answers.
All right. He got Velvet Nightmare for Yazoo.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He uses dual...
Obsidian really does not want him to win.
No, he doesn't. He wants to find any loophole to keep it away from him.
How do you feel... I'm sorry, Mark?
Yes.
Other guy?
Yes.
How do you feel about the Velvet Nightmare?
The Velvet Nightmare. I just can't figure out why they have these huge swords that are bigger than they are. That's all I want to know.
Yeah. Now, Kadaj uses the Soba. Suba? S-O-U-B-A? I don't know.
Well, I pronounce Soba. It Suba, but who cares?
Okay. Yazoo, which is the stupidest effing name on the planet.
Wasn't that the name of the bird from Lion King?
He uses the Velvet Nightmare.
That's
and
Zazu.
And Laws, or Lowe's. Laws? Whatever. L-O-Z.
Whatever.
He uses the dual hound. Dual hound.
Dual hound?
Yeah, you've got to be. You've got to.
So you want to use Yazoo or do the dual hound tonight?
Yeah.
But
way to go.
Did you just say you wanted a dual hound up your Yazoo? What, is that what you said?
Now, is the dual hound, it's like a shield and a gun, right?
No, actually, the dual hound is a sort of gauntlet that, sort of like a... Do you say it taser or tazer?
Taser. Where the hell taser. Do you live? Just kidding.
Yeah, like Tazer. What the heck is that?
Tazer. I am Tazer. I come from Zebulon 4.
Remember, I'm Colombian. No time for love.
No time for love, F.A. or S.A. Is it S.A.?
Oh,
anyway.
It's S.A.
Oh, anyway. So, way to go, Nick PN. You need to email me. You're the winner, the wiener. And we will send you this great, awesome Vincent Valentine doll. We're calling it a doll. How's that? Anyway, so you're the winner. Sorry it took so long for us to get the winner out, but I was so swamped for the holidays, I didn't have time.
We salute you.
Yes. So way to go, Nick PN.
Stop saluting him, Obsidian.
All right, so that's it. We're pretty much done. Before we leave tonight, though, we're going to play a little interview or a quick phone call we made to a bunch of guys, high school guys, that are doing a 24-hour blogathon from some cafe in New Hampshire. So we'll lead out with that, as well as another great mashup from our friend Sebastian, who threw that together for us from last week's show. So that's always fun when he does that. We appreciate him doing that. Anything else, guys, we want to talk about, cover, throw out?
I just want to tell everyone to have a very safe New Year's.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we can all be here Tuesday.
Easy on the turpentine.
I want to tell everybody that the official drink of New Year's 2005-2006 is tequila.
Not your own
urine?
I don't
drink tequila, so I invite you all to drink tequila in my name.
Okay. Is that got meat in it or something? Because you're a vegetarian, there's meat in tequila, is that why?
Well, there's a wine.
I also don't drink alcohol.
Oh, well, good for you. Neither do I.
Neither do I.
Neither does Mark. These other two, we can't speak for them.
I only drink alcohol to forget my life.
Oh, I see. You just do the you sip the rubbing alcohol. It's cheap.
No,
it's cheap and it's available.
I get strung out on Robitussin.
Yeah, we've heard that before. And Brian, what are you doing this New Year's? Are you doing anything fun? Anything crazy?
No.
Ah,
going to sleep about 9 o'clock.
Kick ass.
Now, see, all
like an old man.
All I'm going to do is I'm going to hang out over at my mom's with my mom, my grandfather, and my girlfriend April, and her daughter are coming into town this weekend, and we're just going to hang out, basically.
Good times. Cool. So everyone will be here next Tuesday?
Yep.
All right. Well,
hey,
with
Scott,
do you expect
your bowels to...
How are you doing,
it's
Scott?
It's not my bowels. It's something muscular. It's something to do with this groin muscle.
Yeah, something muscular.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, like you got muscles.
Yeah, I know it.
But it ain't no bowel thing, because I'm pooping just fine.
Okay, right.
I'm dropping U-boats off of the harbor with no trouble.
We almost made it out without a poopy joke.
Yeah, we almost did. We
couldn't
quite
do it.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't be extra life without a poopy joke.
It sure wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, we got poopy man.
All right,
Mr.
Well,
poopy fetish.
You guys have a screaming New Year's holiday. Everyone else out there have the same thing. This has been Extra Life Radio. I have been Scott Johnson. That was Mark. That was Andrew. That was Brian. And that was Obsidian. And we thank you for being here. If you'd like to participate and be part of the program, send us an email, myextralife@gmail.com, or call us on the crap phone, 206-203-CRAP. It's guaranteed to be played. Your emails, I had some emails to read tonight. No time for love, Dr. Jones. No time to read your emails, but we'll get to them next time. And so keep those coming. Sorry about that. It's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. But anyway, thanks for being there, everyone. We look forward to a new year with all you freak shows. And again, send your suggestions. And check out myextralife.com. That's where everything that's fun is. That's where you'll find the webcomic, the blog, and everything else. So go check it out. And we'll see you guys in 2006.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. All right.
Flatulent, hemorrhaging spleen. Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to Extra Life Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Welcome to Extra Life Radio, everyone. This is Scott Johnson, your host of the festivities. Andrew from the Wang of America. Brian.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. You?
Good. How's your cow in World of Warcraft?
Scott, did I get it right? Is your butt yellow? Did you just say your butt was yellow?
Yes. Mr. X, do I finally cross the final frontier? And then he clicks it, and it comes up, and it says, the mayor built a swimming pool in the basement of the something or other. There's no emoticon for what I'm feeling.
I just about burst out laughing. It was so good.
That one's a classic.
Since I know how the English language. Wait a minute. That means that what you're saying, then, is me, Brian, and Scott, and Mark.
Yeah. Old.
I'm not fat. Well, no, give me another taco.
What they were doing was something very, very naughty. They thought they could do it without being caught. But when we do something naughty, we are always caught. And then we are punished.
You know what's really
funny?
Thank
you, Scott.
Is,
and when you come on the show, we'll all make asses of ourselves. I'm going to cry tonight.
We got a full ear, stupid white snake impression last week, so we don't want any of that today. That felt pretty good in my ear.
Yeah, imagine that. The Colombian actually saw it before you Americans.
Dude, the inmates are running the asylum now.
Each and every time you see a huge fat chick on the street with a tank top.
This is not going good. Everyone is beautiful in their own way.
Yeah,
now.
And no,
that's what ugly people say.
Yeah, no offense.
If it's not a gorilla girl, it'll just get Mark all hot.
And by the way, if you're listening to the show for the first time, we're having kind of a Christmas show here. This isn't like our normal main topic,
lots
of little topics. We're just kind of throwing it out there, farting
I'm
in the
dressed
wind
like
work.
An elf.
What did you do? Did you just milk yourself and wish you were dead, or what?
Yeah, that's pretty much that, dude. What are you going to put in it, you vegetarian?
Before we do anything, we should get this one out of the way, okay? Because this one's downright frightening. It's all about Obsidian, by the way, that song.
I mean,
that is funny.
That is not going to let me sleep tonight.
Oh, we need to have him do that with just the background track.
Live in the now, damn it.
Oh, Scotty, bye. My pipes are bleeding.
So now O and Scott have been serenaded.
That's the way God intended it.
Video game of the year.
I'm a very kinky boy.
Video game of the year. What's the stupid name of the show?
Pod
it's
check.
Not stupid. Podcheck. It's a great show.
That is stupid show. Sorry, Scott.
No, I couldn't think of the name. I'm more or less saying I'm
Scott.
Stupid.
Oh, I suppose you could have made a better movie in 76. I would like to apologize to Obsidian and the rest of Columbia and the part of all Americans.
We're not total freaks, but we talk about it.
That's the way God intended it.
Oh, man. Awesome. I'm sure glad I asked that question.
Boy. You can also go out and rent Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
Yeah.
Then there's Silent Night, Deadly Night 3. Better watch out. Yeah. And then there's Silent Night, Deadly Night 4, The Initiation. And then there's Silent Night, Deadly Night 5, The Toy Maker.
That's the way God intended it.
And on that note, we'll carry it on out of here. This has been Extra Life Radio. I have been Scott Johnson. That was Mark. That was Andrew. That was Brian. And that was Obsidian. E-L-R. Extra Life Radio.